radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama radio.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
Called the radio.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Memories of last Christmas. Twinkling lights, laughter, family, friends, all seem so far away. Now is the time to look forward to making new holiday memories at Cavco Outlet's Christmas in July sale. Now through July 31st, shop huge savings on a variety of Christmas items priced 20 to 50% off. Everyday items like floral arrangements are also on sale, 20 to 75% off. New store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Shop the Christmas in July sale at Cavco Outlet on the Wetumpka Highway.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect today. High temperature up to about 93. The heat index will be 105 or higher with a sun and cloud mix and scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening for some lucky towns. Overnight low temperature tonight, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110 both days. Mid-90s on Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend. Could be a couple of stronger storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not We the people reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. If that clip triggered you, you're listening to the wrong station. Just telling you. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, Friday edition. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and the Seth Spotlow Experience.
And here they are.
Big welcome. Welcome, Jeff.
Please clap.
Been using that for years, and it still makes me laugh because I can still see Jeb after spending $30 million in that 2016 primary speaking somewhere to a impassionate group of people, hitting that point in the speech where the audience is supposed to just erupt. Nothing happens. Please clap. It's kind of sad.
It is.
Sad moment. Sad, sad moment in that man's life.
Okay. I'm interested. Did anybody hear Jeff Sessions on Dan Morris?
Yes.
Rosie did.
I did.
What was your take?
I liked what I heard. I thought he's informed. He's up to date on the issues. And, of course, Flower Child called in. And she keeps up with everything. And so she asked him about several things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he knew the answers and told about different people that were supporting him that he had been in government with, like Ed Meese.
Right.
And John Ashcroft.
Yeah, his endorsement came today, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought he did well. And he had fire in his belly today.
I think we'll do a straw poll on Facebook.
Okay.
And see where this sits. I tell you, it must, at some level, for a man who walked into a Senate seat last time around, not only to have to campaign for it, but to resort to...
And going low.
Old school tactics, you know. Mm-hmm. The attack ads and so forth, and I'm not sure what to believe. At times, you know, my only real question is, do you understand why everybody went sour on you?
Nope, he does not.
I am kind of inclined to agree with that.
I don't think he does.
Eric Holder was Obama's wingman and bragged about it
right
in testimony before Congress. And Senator Sessions was not exactly... Donald, especially coming in, and I'm recusing myself from all this Russia stuff.
Yep.
And I have to believe, knowing all those people, being in D.C. that long, he had to know it was bullcrap.
No. I don't think he's personally a bad person, guy.
No, not at all.
I think what it is he's so clean-cut, he thinks everybody else works under that same premise. And they kind of pulled the wool over him on that one. I really do.
I would agree with that.
I mean, he's a great guy. He's a Boy Scout. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But... D.C., as we're finding out, is not a place for Boy Scouts.
When I get a minute here, I'll put a Sessions or Tuberville poll going. By the way, go to Food Outlet, buy all the Goya products you can.
Goya!
Yeah.
How sad.
I know.
Yes.
You know, the Hispanic leader of a big company, like one of the biggest seller of canned goods in America, says something nice about Trump, and now the left wants to boycott. Because if you're Hispanic, you're not allowed to have a different opinion. That's how open-minded these assholes are. I'm sick of it! So I'm going to load up my basket with Goya, even if it's stuff I don't like.
Well, their black beans are delicious.
Black beans are good for you.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of protein. I'm just... Enough.
I know.
And I will tell you what. As this story gets around today, you watch. People will make an effort to buy Goya products.
Well, absolutely.
You know it, man.
Because... And I'll bet he knows that. He had to know that. These crazy... Yeah.
I'm just glad I know how to say it now.
Goya.
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 That was my nickname for my first wife, Gloria. Goya.
Goya.
Goya. Red Top.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, I heard Jeff say.
Okay.
Hey, Eddie. The world is on, not only the real estate business on fire, the world is on fire. It's hot out here, isn't it?
Yes,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yep, and it might be as hot as Miami, huh, Greg?
It's sure thick like Miami, man.
Well, I got news for you. As hot and humid as it gets here
yeah.
on July 10th, it's worse than Miami. It's terrarium-like there.
Yes. Terrarium-like. That's a good way to put it.
And you do have the ocean to settle with. I heard Jeff Sessions. I thought he had a good quote performance today, but I want everybody to remember, this is my objection to Jeff Sessions, is history. The Patriot Act.
Good point.
Big time. Him and John Ashcroft, Patriot Act. That is extremely dangerous. They've renewed it three times. it allows all kinds of federal government interference in our financial everything we do. The war on drugs, mandatory seizures of assets, mandatory sentencing. Jeff Sessions is part of all this. He's been there a long time, and this big war on drugs is part of the African-American problem that we have, because they did crack down on the black community. Almost do that, guys.
All right, Red Top, thanks. I can't, look, it's free speech. It's my show, it's my job, and I'm not going to let it go flying out the window over a comment like that. I'm just not going to do it. You take that risk. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're welcome to call. Oh, by the way, when you get a 30-day ban because you did use one of the FCC words, don't call the show while I'm gone like nothing ever happened. That's a radio station policy. That means any show all day long, 30 days, you're off. Why is it I tune in and I hear something? I'm on vacation. I hear something that pisses me off.
You look good, man. I missed you.
That's all I care about.
You got good color in you today.
Yeah, man. I good so color. Missed you, dude, for real.
He's been out in the sun.
Yeah, you know, I did take a little time to get some sun in those off days before I went to North Carolina because I wanted to look tan and healthy, and my daughter looks at me and says, you look like a tomato.
No.
So, Aaron, I'm going to look, you know, like I have some color, like I'm cool, and my daughter thinks I'm Mr. Tomato Head. I did look a little red, I guess.
You soak it right up, though.
I get it right here in this area, the neck.
No, no. You can borrow one of Joey's scarves.
He wasn't
cutting. Joey can pull that look.
Right, he's one of the few people I've ever seen that could pull a scarf off.
What he's wearing today, even the frames on his glasses match his shoes.
What?
Yes, everything matches. I mean, blue and red. I'm just saying, I couldn't do that if I tried.
He's styling and profiling.
Yeah.
And you wonder why people think you're...
No. No, not Joey. Was that our friend?
Yes, it was a friend of the program. And I just cleared some things up.
Okay. I hate having to do that. I don't like doing that. It's not personal. It's my job. And while of everybody that supports the show and the sponsors, look, do you think I want... Suppose the wrong person... If I let a comment like that go and, you know, somebody with a wild hair up their ass hears it, and then I got to deal with that, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's a fine line.
There's enough stress, and actually, I keep saying this. I want to drive the show in a direction that will de-stress it. So how about if I play a Mark Dice clip about a Karen, a real-life Karen?
Real-life Karen? Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. No, I actually haven't listened to it. Look at this. Now we not only have Black Lives Matter painted on streets all over America, but now there's a rainbow intersection here, too. And somebody apparently popped a wheelie on it and...
Oh, boy.
...left some tire marks.
Yeah.
It's acceptable if it's at a preschool.
That will be a hate crime, probably.
Yeah, who gets the graffiti charges? The guy who painted it or the guy who...
That couple in... the changed... defund the police.
Yep.
To defend the police. They've been charged with a hate crime. David Blackman touched on that in his blog.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It's nuts. How is that a hate crime?
It's not.
Did they hurt somebody's feelings? We're going to talk
to... How could it even hurt somebody's feelings? You're telling me you shouldn't defend the police?
They need defending.
That's why they're quitting. New York City's up 400% in their retirement request.
Sick days in California are mm-hmm. through the roof.
Yeah. Blue flu.
Yep.
That's not racist. It's not the...
No, but damn. I wrote in my magazine column that's just out, the July boom, the malfeasance of four Minneapolis cops. Look what's come from that.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's happened from that one incident. That's why you know this was not just some spontaneous reaction. This was, okay, here's our, this is our right. cue. This is our call mm-hmm. to action.
Because you know if it hadn't been that, it would have been the next
thing.
Right,
it'd been something else.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always another one, too.
There was a powder keg ready to go off.
And it was right before whenever Biden said the thing on the morning show. He said that, and a week later.
Is that what, where he said, you ain't black if you don't yep. vote for me?
And that's bad. That was so bad, they had to find something worse.
Old Joe, he is just the front man for a group of whacks.
Alzheimer's medicine.
God, yeah, I mean, it is.
It's sad.
It really is.
Elder abuse. Elder abuse, no excuse for it. Quick break, if you have a request today, 272-9228. We try to lighten it up from time to time through Friday. Stand-up comedy, whatever you want. And we'll get it on for you at 322.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75%. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033. 800-931-4033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I have a pretty big announcement. In light of recent events, I have given more thought to a group of people who have been oppressed for far too long.
Are you speaking about your Amazon factory workers?
No, I'm talking about a people who worked very hard to get what they needed and it was taken away from them.
Oh, you mean the small businesses you've driven to bankruptcy?
No. I want to make sure our company is doing all we can for the community who supports us so much.
You mean you're going to pay federal taxes now?
Wow. No, I'm announcing today that Amazon will no longer sell Washington Redskins merchandise.
That's it?
Yes.
That's very big of you.
All right, we've been on the air since 3:10, and we've already had our first controversy of the afternoon involving the call with Red Top. I've had people Facebook messaging me and emailing me about this. It's a situation, and it happens from time to time. I know what's in Red Top's heart. I don't question that. This is not about whether or not... I know the opinion he was trying to... We all knew what he was trying to say. It was just... And it happens to me, too. Sometimes something comes out of me verbally.
Yeah. It could just be taken away.
No, we're not getting into it.
Where we kind of look at you sideways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I totally get that. And to protect the integrity of our caller,
yeah,
the show, I decided to drop out. It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal.
No, Red Top's a good caller, but we're controversial enough on our own.
But mm-hmm. I have to admit, I'm surprised how much immediate reaction there was in this.
Red Top, you people listen, man.
You were missed.
Hey, listen, they never call. That's the thing.
But they're listening.
Oh, Michael Dukakis warns presumptive nominee Joe Biden to ignore the polls. I think that's good advice.
Where'd they dig him up at?
I mean, really, I think we were talking to David Blackman about it yesterday. Nobody today, and this is a mistake, I went to Mark Dice's Twitter feed to see, yeah, there's the 55-38% poll from Dukakis versus Bush, and Bush won 53-45. The Dice's page, which generally has his funny commentaries and stuff, he's a good zinger, was one video after another of white people being attacked. They brought back, I guess you would call it the knockout game,
mm-hmm,
where somebody's just randomly targeted,
yeah,
snuck up on, and has their lights knocked out. It's disgusting. Some of them have been particularly vicious. Media's never going to show you. And this is part of what frightens me about what's going on right now, is that this is almost a sanctioned activity. You know, you got it coming for all those years of slavery and everything else. And the media, it doesn't fit their narrative, so they completely ignore it.
Of course.
Once in a while, you might see something like that on Fox News, but that's it. So knowing this and knowing how people have been, there's a story today. Was it on pro-Trump news? That's a good aggregator site, by the way. It's not a Kiss Trump's Ass website. It's just they show you the truth. It was another story about somebody being attacked for having a MAGA hat on.
That's ridiculous.
And we all know this. I have a lot of Trump gear that's been given to me. I wouldn't wear it. I don't need it. Why invite it? This is why we hear the term silent majority, because that's another thing, whether it's this knockout game or whatever you want to call it, it's open season on white conservatives in the street. That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
So, sorry, if you have to beat the crap out of somebody to get them to buy into your opinion. Your opinion sucks. I'll say that. As Flower Child joins us.
Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child.
I promise not to talk about Jeff Sessions.
Oh, no way. Impossible.
No, you can talk about him. I want to check in on our straw poll, see if we're getting some reaction.
No, I was calling in lighthearted this afternoon.
Good.
Since you were talking to me. Did you know Colin Kaepernick has a deal with Disney?
Oh, no.
Yes, that happened a couple of days. That happened while I was in North Carolina.
Well,
yeah, I mean, they're all. Do they look? Nike in their last quarter lost $890 million with all their virtue signaling and supporting the likes of. They don't understand where the heart of the country is. You got this small crackpot group that's getting scads of attention, tons of media exposure, but the people that love the country are just making a. They're not going to go boycott or, you know, do the cancel culture thing. They're just not going to buy your stuff. And apparently that's Nike's problem right now.
Yeah.
Because they've become social justice warriors. But it's at their expense. You take that risk.
Life is full of choices. You have to choose wisely. But the, you know what the ride's going to be called at Disney?
Huh.
Sit on the bench for 60 minutes.
That's funny.
What else is he going to do? What are they going to do? I mean.
Okay, and then, because it is Friday, and I've had a stressful week about my man, but, you know, Washington Post, you know, Washington is a racist name now.
Yeah.
So we need to come up with a new name for Washington Post, you know.
Compost, that's the one I've
always. Well, I know compost, yeah. But you got to get rid of the Washington part.
Well, yeah, that too. That's ridiculous. The whole why, well, you got to tear down the Jefferson Memorial and just cut the crap. Look, here's my take on it. I wish we could all go back and impose our current values on the people that were around in the days of our founding fathers. They were reflective of what was going on at that time. I can't do anything about that. I didn't own any slaves. I don't know that anybody in my family ever did. I doubt it because we never, you know, as far as I know, we didn't get here till the late 19th century. And if they did, I would feel horrible about that. But you know what? It happened. You can't change it. So what really matters is, have we progressed from there? That's what matters. And I think we have.
Yes. But I think, you know, success is an individual thing, too. You can pour money at a spoiled, rotten kid all day long, and that's not going to turn them into a great individual. You've got to have, you know, values and morals and you know, look up to characters and stuff like that. Somebody in your family has to help you along on the social items as far as, you know, how to interact with people, et cetera.
You're absolutely correct.
But I think they should have the, for the Washington Redskins, I think they need to be called the Washington Rats and have a rat as their.
Actually, my favorite.
Flower Child.
Flower Child. We're out of time. No, I got a better one than that. The Washington Foreskins. When you look at what D.C. is largely populated with, politicians, bureaucrats, I think that's a much better thing. All right, let me say hello to Pam. Pam?
Yes.
My show is running a little behind. So okay. I just want to let you know you're going to be holding for a few more minutes, but we will get to you as soon as this break is over.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you. Sometimes it just happens that way at 3:35.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a minor accident earlier on the East Boulevard westbound lane in front of Drury Inn as you approach I-85. Hopefully they've about got that one out of the way. Use caution, though, through that intersection there. And around the rest of the boulevard, we've got congestion, all the major intersections, a lot of traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and Fairview Avenue, all very busy this afternoon. Festival Plaza is open for business. Shop Plato's Closet. Stop by ABC Beverage, World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change. Our experts will help you find the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with a Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Plus, this July, we're donating $1 to Building Homes for Heroes with every 5-quart bottle of Valvoline sold. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Funeral arrangements have been announced for the MPD detective who was killed earlier this week. Montgomery police announced that a memorial service for Detective Tanisha Pusley will be this Sunday from 10 until 2 at Ross Clayton Funeral Home. Plus, Alabama's primary runoff election is this Tuesday, and the state's elections chief says voters cannot be required to wear masks at polling sites. This conflicts with local mandates to wear masks in public places. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says that while it can be strongly recommended to wear a mask, it cannot be required. And Governor Ivey awarded a $375,000 grant to establish a statewide network to ensure victims of child abuse will receive immediate and professional medical care. The grant will enable Children's of Alabama and the University of Alabama at Birmingham Department of Pediatrics to collaborate with a network of centers in creating the child abuse medical system. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story for the next few days is going to be the heat. Heat advisory in effect. A few lucky towns may be cooled off by a shower or thunderstorm, but they will be few and far between. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s, and I think we'll be in the mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110, both tomorrow and Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend, and maybe a couple of stronger storms by Sunday afternoon. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The name game. Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bonana, Banna, Bo Furley, Fee, Fi, Mo Merley. Shirley. Lincoln.
There's a parody of the movie with Howard Hughes where he is hitchhiking. And they do that with the name Chuck, and it's very funny. At 3:42, there's a name game going on in America with, you know, everything's got to be renamed. We got people that can't walk past the statue, a street sign without getting triggered. And it's going to be something we'll be dealing with, especially in the South, where we have monuments, schools named after Confederate veterans. Pam Fellows joins us. She's part of SOS. I believe you're the actually the founder of SOS to Save Our Sydney, as in Sydney Lanier. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Greg.
Do you feel like you're swimming upstream with this campaign?
Well, kind of, sort of. We can't muster the number of votes that we need to overpower what they've already collected to oppose it. Change the name. So, but we're very confident that, you know, we can present a good case to the Board of Education next Tuesday to retain the name.
Now, tell us a little bit about Sydney Lanier. That was a name I was not familiar with when I came to town. I've learned a little bit from you, reading some of the material. Tell us about this man.
Well, he was born in Macon, Georgia. He was a poet and a writer. He was very musically talented. He self-taught himself several instruments, as a matter of fact. He was a graduate with high honors from the Oglethorpe College in Georgia. And he did go into the war, but he was just a private, and he was captured a few months before the end of the war and served in a prisoner of war camp in Virginia. And that's where he got tuberculosis, which eventually took his life.
So, that's a noble life. Certainly not one what you would call high profile in that war.
We don't even know if he ever fired his rifle. He was the flute player in the band, and he even carried his flute with him when he was captured and returned home with it.
Given his story, I'm almost surprised that a school was named for him, because that is kind of a...
Well, the name was chosen because of his scholastic achievements. He was a very educated man. He had 2 law degrees, and he was a lecturer at a lecturer up in, in Baltimore. He went to Johns Hopkins University, and he also was in the Oglethorpe band when he was up there.
Well, you know, when it comes to renaming all these landmarks, whether it's schools, roads, et cetera, parks, mm-hmm. air bases, there's so much. To me, the name that needs to be renamed first because of their history with slavery and the Civil War is the Democrats. I mean, their stamp is on the Klan, their stamp is on slavery, yet they seem to be blissfully ignorant of their own history, and I direct anybody to Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America 2016, if they want to find out the true history of the party. They seem to lose track of that. On a priority basis, this seems like small potatoes, and it's almost as if is it going to make it a better school if they change it? Is it going to improve what happens inside the building? No.
Not a bit.
No.
No, this is So, we don't understand it. He does not have the history of being, you know, in a prominent position in the war. He was more known as a poet and a writer and a scholar, an educator, a musician.
So they named an institution for a guy whose life was pretty much devoted to education.
They did. And it says so on the historical plaque.
Mm-hmm.
That it was named for him because of that.
So you're going to be in front of the board on Tuesday. How can people, if they want to get involved, help you with SOS, Save Our Sydney?
We have a Facebook page titled SOS, and in parentheses, Save Our Sydney. They can go to the website and join. They can also, if they want to sign the petition in support of this cause that we're campaigning for, go to change.org and find the SOS, Save Our Sydney petition site, and vote there.
All right, and we would like to invite you to be back on the show and talk about your experience with the board when this issue is discussed, okay?
I will be glad to.
Shoot me an email.
Talk with you again.
And let me know, and we will arrange to have you back on, and good luck.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate the time you've allowed us to state our cause and get the word out.
Glad to do it. There are a lot of people that went to that school. Jack Campbell, right? Wasn't Jack?
Very many people went to that school.
Yes.
And, when I graduated, there was about 600. In prior years, it was over 1,000.
Wow.
In each graduating class. So, you know, it's been a pretty big school. It's a beautiful school. Lanier is on the historical registry, the state historical registry. And, you know, we want to preserve the name, we want to preserve the building, and we want to preserve the history.
Well, when you don't preserve your history, you are doomed to repeat it. You know, that's why it's there, to learn from it. You know, it's like the whole thing, talking about renaming Washington, D.C., and Columbus. And look, they represented what was considered normal in the times in which they lived. And by the way, you never hear anybody talk about how Native American tribes were wiping each other out by the thousands long before
exactly.
We stole New York from the Native Americans there. So thank you for your time, and good luck with your cause, and we'll see how it all goes. I wish you luck.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
right.
Pam.
So he lived in the South. He was part of the Confederate Army. But his thing was education.
Right.
And culture. So does being a Confederate soldier, does that make him a non-candidate? Now, you almost have to think they're going to rename Robert E. Lee, right?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying, but none of this is accomplishing a damn thing.
Nope.
As far as big picture issues are concerned.
It's not. But if we're going to rename these schools, and I said it to Joey on Joey's show, why don't we name them after whatever company can sponsor them for that year?
I think that's a great idea.
Coca-Cola High School, hey. Mountain Dew High School. There's money in the advertising market, and you know it, Greg. There's money out there to burn. Why not use it for a good cause? We could call it Jeff Sessions High School if he wants to support it while he's running.
Yes.
I don't care. I'm tired of him being broke, and there's no reason for it.
You got that right.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Hey, you know what it is? You know what time it is? It's 3:50. It's also time to love what you drive.
Ooh. Yeah.
I would like to reference the fact that a certain Goose bought herself a certified pre-owned Mercedes sedan, the C-Class.
Sweet!
Ooh. Yeah, so when we were riding around the mountains, that was nice.
How was it up there, buddy?
That was beautiful.
I love it up there.
About 15 degrees cooler.
Yep.
Sometimes it gets cooler than that during the summer, but
did you hang out in Boone, or did you go over to Blowin' Rock? And
both. Mostly Boone. I stayed in Boone.
Yeah.
At a very fancy hotel.
Yeah.
Called Boone's Halloween
known
Express.
Boone is known for its fancy hotels.
Well, I made it fancier by parking my Jack Ingram signature pre-owned Rogue there.
Excellent idea.
Yeah. Which was, by the way, a great travel car. But I'm here to talk about Mercedes. They've got a concierge service at Jack Ingram. And for Mercedes, people who are interested, you can go to jackingrammercedes.com. Browse the inventory. They have both new and certified pre-owned in inventory. And they will bring the dealership to your door. They understand that, you know, we're in a situation here. People are avoiding contact. But that shouldn't stop you from buying a new car. And they've got a great selection. 33 total. And they are beautiful. They also will appraise your trade on a remote basis if that's what you need. They'll bring the dealership to your door, pick out a car. They'll bring it to your house. They'll do all the paperwork by email, deliver the final paperwork to your home. They make it so easy. And boy, when you're driving a Jack Ingram Mercedes, the service after the sale is second to none. Dream big. It's time to love what you drive.
Exactly.
Yes. And you can love what you drive with a little help from the folks at Jack Ingram Mercedes. Steve, Joel, Helen, please hold.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman's Independence Day sale is carried over till July 11th. New models are coming in weekly, so shop with us to experience the largest selection of mattresses in the area. We are loaded with really nice mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, Capital, Symbol, Corsicana, and other factories, and I will be making special deals this week. Many mattress prices are going up because of shortages in raw materials, so shop now while I still have inventory I purchased before the increases. We stock nice basic sets, a huge selection of mid-range sets, including latex, hybrids, and memory foam, and of course some super nice premium sets. Most of what we carry is unique to this area. Mr. Sandman has mattresses, adjustable bases, headboards, and beds in stock you can take home with you, or we can deliver promptly. We have about 20 queen floor samples to liquidate, as well as some kings. We stock mini twin extra long mats for adjustable bases. For more choices and better prices, shop Montgomery's favorite mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now for another item with a topical flavor.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Great job of the Dan Moore Show today with Senator Jeff Sessions in the House. We're running a straw poll on my Facebook page. Sessions, or Tuberville. And Seth and Eddie have been working on the tally. A lot of response so far. So let's go to the tote board and see where we are.
Go ahead, Seth. All right. So Tuberville is at 115 and Sessions is at 28.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's a few more have voted since we did our little counting a while ago, but the ratio is staying about the same.
Yeah, please, if you haven't had a chance, you'd have to be a friend or a follower. Just go to my Facebook wall. All it says, Sessions or Tuberville. Mm-hmm. Let us know who's got your vote right now.
By the way, Greg, you got a vote.
Yes.
You got a vote, yes. Buddy.
Woo-hoo!
Just let you know, you got a vote.
Man, next thing you know, you'll get a boulevard.
Ooh.
And then they'll say, oh, he was one of those hateful right. conservatives. So we're going to rename that boulevard. We're going to tear down his statue.
That's exactly
yes.
right.
Steve.
Yes. Just to make note that two really, really good, great people went to Lanier, and one was Toni Tennille. She graduated from Lanier. And Bart Starr also graduated.
Yeah, I remember Bart Starr.
That I knew he was from here. I didn't know he went to Lanier. Cool.
Toni Tennille from Captain and Tennille?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Muskrat love.
You know, it's just, I went to Lanier. I graduated from there and played football. Went to, you know, school with a lot of, you know, black kids, and they wore the jersey and with the name on the helmet and the L and all that. And I can't remember ever one of them saying that they were uncomfortable with the name of the school.
Well, we didn't have going on then what we have going on now, which is this woke bull crap, and that's why it is the way it is. Thank you for the call. Good stuff. Helen.
Hi. I haven't called before, but I am a product of Sydney Lanier. I'm a product of Montgomery Public Schools, and I taught in Montgomery Public Schools for over 35 years. And I was at Lanier, our motto was, the pen is mightier than the sword. Sidney Lanier, I'm doing my research, and he was a poet. He was a very famous poet at that time. He was a musician. He was an organist in the Pat Prattville Presbyterian Church, and for a while, organist in First Presbyterian Church here. He did not, they call him the poet of the Confederacy. He did not write a line of poetry until after the Civil War. So that is a complete misconception.
Okay.
And like I said, he was a poet, and Sidney Lanier, the name, has always stood for scholarship, language, arts, learning, education. It has never, we never even heard anything about his Confederacy ties when we were there. Like I said, the pen is mightier than the sword. And that's what it's always stood for. And I know they're going to change the name, but, you know, what are they going to change it to better? Are they going to have the highest number of the state merit finalists in the state? Are they going to have, I just want the tradition.
Call up Jeff Bezos. Say, how much is it worth having a high school in the civil rights capital of the world named for Amazon?
And, there you go.
So you don't have to raise our taxes.
That's what I mean.
You get the money you claim you need, which will improve education. Thank you for the call, Helen. That was
excellent. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Helen.
Thanks.
And call us again sometime. Joel, we'll get you on before the top of the hour.